As we head into the summer season, Mainers plan to drive a lot less. That's according to a recent poll that puts blame on high gas prices. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. It's no surprise that Mainers are cutting back on spending. Prices at the pumps aren't the only thing going up. The tab at the grocery store is also inflating as a result of higher food prices. And in the short 3 months, many Mainers will be filling up their oil tanks on a regular basis at a cost that, too, is on the rise. That's why it is crucial that tax reform is included in our 2-year budget. Legislators have my proposal in front of them, and the deadline is looming. My tax relief package benefits approximately 2/3 of Maine taxpayers. It's a tax break for Mainers in a time where they need it most. A family of four will be able to earn as much as $35,000 a year before paying any state income tax. The current number is just over $21,000. To say that these are tax cuts for the rich is not the reality. In fact, it is absurd. This plan conforms personal exemptions and deductions to the federal standard. It eliminates the 2, 4.5 and 7% tax brackets and lowers the top rate. This combination of eliminating brackets, lowering the top rate, and conforming to federal standards means that 70,000 low-income families will no longer have to pay any income tax. In addition, this proposal will help Maine farms and businesses. It does so by increasing the death tax exemptions from $1 to $2 million. This is not a gimmick for the wealthy. This is an effort to save struggling farms and small businesses. Talk to a farmer or a small business owner about how quickly their equipment and property can add up to $1 million. Let's give our farmers and business people the flexibility to keep Mainers working. Maine is not out of the recession. In fact, less than 2% of state population believe our economy is back on track, according to a recent poll by Pan Atlantic SMS Group. Another survey indicates that Mainers are most worried about their jobs. With so much on the line, we need a budget that helps rather than hinders job growth. We need a budget that puts Maine back on the road to prosperity and money in the pockets of those who need it most. As governor, I am committed to improving our quality of life, encouraging economic growth, and protecting the future of our great state. I urge you to reach out to your representative and senator. Ask them to pass my budget. There's no doubt there were tough decisions made about what is included and not included in this plan. But it is a responsible approach that has the tools to get Maine back on track toward a more prosperous future. I thank you for listening to my perspective and hope you will contact your representative and senator.